Okay, so the various minhagim about what to do about tachanun on a yom hamilah and beit hakneset with the milah. Basically, whenever the baalei brit are present, the father of the baby, the avi haben, the mohel, and the sandak, tachanun is not recited, at least for us Sephardim. Ashkenazim by mincha time forget about the simcha, so they still say tachanun as usual. The beit hakneset where the milah took place, at least that sanctuary where the milah took place, for sure, for Sephardim does not recite Tachanun throughout the day. It all depends on your minhagim. There's a fascinating, weird minhag that in the entire community, some communities have this minhag, that in the entire community, if there's one Veda Knesset with a milah in it, then the entire town, the entire city does not recite Tachanun for the entire day. This is mentioned in the Poskim. Maybe it's because Eliyahu Navi came to the city. We're very happy that he's here in the city. It could be that we're all family, we're all friends. So what? I mean, the other Beit HaKnesset today, a different milah today. I'm happy that you have a milah, so it's a yom simcha for me too. So this is not so, and the poskim kind of frown upon this minhag. They don't really like it so much. But in the Rav Avadia Torah, the way they say it is that it's not such a great minhag, but you don't have to be mocha. You don't have to stop them from omitting tachanun on this day. And in the community that I know that still has this minhag in Great Neck, in the Meshadi community, where if there's one milah in one Beit HaKnesset, the entire community does not recite tachanun. Unfortunately, people have to learn this halacha. Don't complain. It's okay if a minhag doesn't fit your needs, your interests. This was a minhag, this is what they do. Poskim say you don't have to complain about it. So it's interesting, different things to do about tachanun. Baruch Adonai L'Olam, Amen V'Amen.